Hi, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. I'm also a volunteer with an awesome organization called Better Investing. And today we are hosting our first My Investing Story radio program. And so with that, what I'd like to do is talk a very little about who we have on our show today as our first guest, and we want to welcome all of our callers. We have a lot of people that are calling in, and we're very appreciative of that. But first, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Bob Nguyen. Bob Nguyen is, wow, Bob, I don't know really how to describe you. First of all, I'll tell you he is a retired volunteer. He's a retired volunteer with Better Investing. But Bob is also the founder of ProSquare LLC, and it was founded to promote financial education and wealth creation for athletes and for youth. He's also the founder of the ProSquare Athlete Development Institute, former member of the National Board of Directors of Better Investing, and advances the cause of financial literacy, and I would say financial empowerment, as a former member of the Federal Reserve Consumer Advisory Council. Good afternoon, Bob. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Ann. I'm doing well as a person can be when they are hunkered down in their home for days on end.
Oh, Bob, that's why we're on the air, so that we can all share the power of financial empowerment and what people can do while they are home, because I think that education is so key that it doesn't matter what environment you're in, we always want to aspire to learn more, but not just learn more, but to act on what we're learning. So what I'd like to have you share with us, Bob, a little bit about your Better Investing story, or your investing story, period. How did you first start investing? First, let me back up a little bit. Why don't you tell our listeners a little about who you are, and then how did you get here as an investor, and especially with Better Investing?
Sure. I grew up in North Carolina and was raised in a household of educators. Both my mom and dad were educators, and they really emphasized that. But at the same time, while they were prolific savers, they never had been involved in investing. And it was only once my father passed away in 1982 that my mom started asking a lot of questions about money and finances, because everything was just left in her hands. And I didn't know that much myself, even though I had finished college and just had finished grad school. So I had to quickly educate myself, knowing that my mom only trusted me and only wanted to hear answers from me. And I remember my first book that I got my hands on relating to investing was a book called How to Buy Stocks that was published by Merrill Lynch at the time. It was probably the most boring 300 pages I ever read, but I read every page, and it did walk you through the overall stock analysis and purchasing process. With that, I just sort of developed that background, and then out of the blue, I moved to Wisconsin, and a good friend of mine suggested that we start an investment club. I didn't even know what an investment club was, but in 1987, we worked together to contact our friends in the area and met at the basement of a bank. And the group decided that we would, in fact, start an investment club. And someone suggested that we join this organization, NAIC, which is now called Better Investing. And we joined it and began to get information from them right away. Of course, we had a major hiccup that reminds me of this time in the market in 1987 when we started. We started in July. But then, of course, many people know that in October of that very same year, there was a very big market drop, and people had gotten quite nervous about getting involved and losing money right away. But it turns out that it was the best time for us to get started because stocks were about 30% cheaper during the time that we were buying into that drop and even beyond. And, of course, one of the first lessons of learning about investing for the average investor is to dollar cost average. So even though as the market went down, our amounts of contribution into the market actually bought more stock because of that. That fast forward, that club still goes on today, even though I'm no longer a member. But before the recent market turndown, the stock, the investment club had grown to over $737,000. But in terms of my own story, I've helped over 35 clubs to get started, mostly in the Wisconsin area, over that period of time. And the club that I'm probably the most appreciative of is my family club, where there are 13 family members, and our club peaked at a valuation of $150,000 before the recent market downturn. But we are continuing to explore stocks that we think we'd like to buy because we have a very long-term time horizon. There's more I could say, but I'll stop right there and see if you have any other questions.
Wow. Listen, I think I'm just like everybody else just listening in because your story is phenomenal, and I think that there's so many people who would invest if they knew where they could go. And so can you share with us any ideas, any thoughts or suggestions where people who will listen to this for the very first time and wonder, where can I go? I don't even know what a stock is. I don't have very much money. You know, what should I do? And also, we're going to open the lines up for questions. We have lots of people who are listening in and may want to participate. And so you can just press 1 on your phone if you're listening in and if you have a question, and we'll bring you in so you can dialogue with Bob. And we'd also like to encourage people to please consider sharing the show and please consider joining the conversation. So, Bob, what could people do?
Sure.
Where could they go?
So the investment world has changed tremendously since we first got started. And our choices were very limited, where you'd normally go to a brokerage firm to get started. Fast forward to today, there are any number of avenues available to us to get started in investing. And I would say you want to learn a little bit ahead of what you're doing in terms of actually investing. So one of the first things you want to do is to educate yourself. And you can do that the old-fashioned way through the library, where there are tremendous resources available for anyone to go and just read a basic book. Some of the time-tested basics are One Up on Wall Street by Peter Lynch, or Beating the Street, also by him. And, of course, you can look up books from Warren Buffett. More up-to-date, you can go to various websites. One that is full of investment information is Investopedia.com. It's either .org or .com, I believe. Investopedia. And then, of course, there's Khan Academy that many people know about, and they do have an investment segment there. Of course, one organization that I think is very important for anybody who's a beginning investor and wants to learn sort of a tried and true approach to investing, they must be familiar with Better Investing. Fortunately, the website is very easy because it's the same name, www.betterinvesting.org, and you can access some free information there. But better yet, it would make sense to join the organization, which costs somewhere in the range of $85 or $90 a year, and partake of some of the online tools, the webinars, and find out information about local chapter meetings. And if someone really wants to learn the sort of experiential way, which I think is the best way to learn by experience, to start an investment club. And that would just be about 5 to 10 of your associates who are seriously interested in going through the long-term process of learning investing, and just start your own portfolio and have fun as you see it grow. We've got a newer portfolio investment club started in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that meets every second Saturday of the month. And I think we're up to about $6,000 now. It's about 13 people in that club. And we're just learning ourselves about the stock selection process. Of course, Better Investing teaches the stock selection guide, and that is a resource that I would strongly encourage any new investor to get familiar with. And that basically helps people to understand the correlation between the sales growth of a company, its following earnings growth, and how that earnings growth compares to the stock price based on a price-earnings ratio basis. So the simple mantra that I tell people is when they're looking at a good company to buy, just remember, sales drives the earnings, and earnings drives the stock price. So obviously you want to start with a company that's growing in sales, which is helping to grow their profits, and the profits grow over time, the stock price will grow right along with it. With that, there are a number of apps that you can get on your phone that can facilitate your access into the stock market. And you can just Google apps for your phone, or I know a lot of people use Robinhood, and there's some others, one called Stashed, I believe. I am not as familiar with the online apps, but there are some. And then tried and true brokerage firms have their own apps, Charles Schwab, TD Ameritrade, and some others. You can get an app even if you work with one of those bricks and mortar type brokerage firms as well. So in summary, just read on your own through the library and internet resources to connect with betterinvesting.org and to learn by experience either through your own brokerage firm or stock app or investment club.
Wow, Bob. We do have a caller that has a question. And caller, the last four digits of your number is 4967. You are on the line with Bob Wynn.
Thank you, host. Hi, Bob. This is Ione. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Good. I had a quick question because this is my first time hearing your story, and I was very inspired. What was the number one lesson you learned when your father passed and your mother turned to you to take care of everything?
That is a very interesting question because I did learn something very important. I knew that even though my dad had been a prolific saver, that back in 1982, you might remember Ronald Reagan was president, I had no idea what the market was really going to do, but I did know that it made sense to help my mother begin to explore building wealth through investing. And so we ended up going to a full-service brokerage firm. And after meeting with the account executive twice, it was very clear to me, even with my level of knowledge, that I actually knew as much about investing as this individual knew. The only difference was he was in a sales mode and had some scripts that he was not so much reading, but you could almost tell that he was scripted in what he had to say. And that caused me to scurry back home and learn even more, because I realized that there is a little bit of a charade that's played with certain people in the financial services industry who are more salespeople than they are knowledgeable experts. And that's why even learning about better investing was all the more important, because I was interested in investing, but I didn't want to have to rely on other people, because you couldn't tell where their real knowledge ended up and where some sort of made-up knowledge began to take up. And I've learned that it's better to know for yourself than to rely on what some other people might tell you. You have to know for yourself.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right, Bob. Thank you so very much, Ione, for that question. Bob, I'm just curious, what amount of money were you investing on behalf of your family when you first started? Because I think it's very important for the listeners to understand that it does not require a lot when you're talking about investment education. And if you joined us, if you just joined the show, we're talking with Bob Nguyen. Bob is a retired volunteer from the board for what used to be called the National Association of Investment Corporation Clubs, and now it's called Better Investing. And we're also volunteers now with that organization, and he's sharing his family, his investing story. So, Bob, what amount did you start?
Sure. So in my personal case, my dad, when he passed away, I was a little surprised that he had paid off, also had a good amount saved in the bank. But we certainly didn't want to start off with an inordinate amount, because we weren't real sure what we were doing. So in that case, you know, we were able to start with around $10,000 to get started. But when I started my own investing, because that was on behalf of my mom, when I started my own investing, I had less than $1,000, probably about $500, and just opened up. I think I even started with a mutual fund and just put money in a couple of mutual funds and let it ride for a while. It's sort of funny, because the company that I invested my mutual funds through was called E.F. Hutton. And they don't exist today, but I didn't lose my money, but that company did go out of business. And from there, I decided I was more interested in learning how to invest in individual stocks rather than investing in mutual funds, where you're essentially allowing some other Wall Street professional to make the stock selections rather than making them yourself. But I got much more active in investing through an investment club. And the template for that is really accessible. Each member is expected to bring $25 each month to contribute to the club. And then that money is pooled into the one club account. And the group makes decisions jointly through the democratic process as far as which companies the club will invest in over time. And just as an example, with my family club, we own stocks like Apple, Microsoft, CSX, AbbVie, and just any number of a diversified portfolio of stocks. And each person is allowed to bring an idea or two to a meeting. We want to be sure not only that someone is able to do a value line or a stock selection guide on that stock, we also like to be sure that there is a value line, which is a resource you get from the library, to describe that stock in detail and provide some additional historical information regarding that stock. Today, because of Robinhood, Stash, and other apps that you can put right on your phone, you can get started with very little money, $20, $50. And even if you're trying to buy a stock like Nike that costs more than $50, you can literally buy fractional shares so that whatever amount you have, technology will allow you now to buy that company, even if you can't even buy a full share. So there are many different ways to get started in investing, and it's just a matter of being sure you do choose an avenue and get started. The other thing I'll just quickly suggest is hopefully everyone has someone in their life who is an experienced investor, and be sure to connect with that person and pick their brain, ask them questions, and just have them look over your shoulder for the first year or two while you're investing and learning, so that you're not going through the journey alone if you're not in an investment club.
Wow. Bob, this has been phenomenal. I know we're coming to the end of our show, but we just want to remind everybody that we are volunteers. We're not making any kind of stock recommendation. This show is purely educational, and we wanted to come on and encourage and inspire and really promote investment education. And I think that this is a phenomenal time to learn. And so with that, we're going to wrap up. If we have any other callers that would like to participate, just, again, press 1 on your phone. And we will be back every Wednesday for a short show, 15, 20 minutes. And each week we will have a guest on sharing my investing story. That's a hashtag. So please, everybody, hashtag my investing story. And I think that it's very important that the public understands that investing, like Bob just said, is very easy nowadays. And everybody has a story. And so we'd like to have you come on, especially Better Investing Volunteers, and share your investing story. So with that, Bob, if you have any closing comments, we want to thank all of our listeners. This show was brought to you by the International Mastermind Association, Think and Grow Rich. And, again, we're not promoting any particular stock or any particular anything. We're just encouraging all of our listeners, please go to betterinvesting.org. And you have access to all the information you could possibly want about learning. And also, the organization will let you know what code, whatever zip code you're in, chances are there's some volunteers or a chapter somewhere near you, and you could participate with the organization online by going to YouTube and just search the word Better Investing. So, Bob, you have any closing comments before we wrap up the show?
Yes. Number one, everyone should be learning about investing and doing it, especially if you are a teenager or younger adult. No action is actually action, and so you want to take action to invest. The other is the dollar cost average. The market is low now, and now is a very good time to get started if you haven't started already.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up our show. And we want to remind everybody, please go to betterinvesting.org and be very mindful to always be financially empowered with better investing education. All right. See you next time, everybody. Have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Ann. Appreciate it.
Bye. All right. Thank you.